Ah, lots of people away for the long weekend. Good morning, everyone. As the children go out now for their various programs, would you please open your Bibles to 1 Samuel chapter 15. We're going to be covering quite a bit of the Bible once again this week, chapters 12 to 15, and so we're going to be moving quite quickly. I obviously can't read all of it, so I'm just going to read from verse 10 through to verse 35 of chapter 10. Can I just encourage you, though, please take the time this week to read through the various chapters later today and maybe some other time this week. But hopefully what I have to say today will give you confidence and encouragement to dig into this part of God's Word more deeply for yourself. Okay, so we're in, actually, 1 Samuel chapter 15, and I'm going to read from verse 10, and this is God's Word. The word of the Lord came to Samuel. I regret that I have made Saul king, for he has turned back from following me and has not performed my commandments. And Samuel was angry, and he cried to the Lord all night. And Samuel rose early to meet Saul in the morning. And it was told Samuel, Saul came to Carmel, and behold, he set up a monument for himself and turned and passed on and went down to Gilgal. And Samuel came to Saul, and Saul said to him, Blessed be you to the Lord. I have performed the commandment of the Lord. And Samuel said, What then is this bleating of the sheep in my ears and the lowing of the oxen that I hear? Saul said, They have brought them from the Amalekites, for the people spared the best of the sheep and of the oxen to sacrifice to the Lord your God, and the rest we have devoted to destruction. Then Samuel said to Saul, Stop, I will tell you what the Lord said to me this